The United States Postal Service has cut staff, proposed eliminating Saturday delivery, and has just announced higher postage rates, all in an effort to offset record losses. Now, while the rate increases are in most cases really small, they could have a big effect on small business. NPR's Sammy Yenigun reports the increases are already affecting independent record labels and distributors.
A postage hike is a familiar bump in the road for small labels. Brian Lowett has been working at Discord Records in Washington, D.C. for 10 years. He says this time it's different.
We've gone through a lot of increases in postal rates before, but I've never seen one this drastic.
Discord is home of the hardcore pioneers Fugazi. Discord's Brian Lowett says about a quarter of his mail orders come from overseas. So to ship that Fugazi LP to London,
it's about $5.50 more than it was on Saturday.
Lowett says on Saturday, it cost him $13.17 to send a record via U.S. Postal Service to the U.K. Today, it costs him $18.60. For an independent label that ships several hundred records overseas every week, that's a lot of money.
The domestic is real minimal. I am concerned about the international.
That's Jeremy Bible, who runs Expira Media, a label, retailer, and distributor of CDs and LPs. And the domestic increases are minimal. First-class letters and postcards rose a penny, first-class packages rose around 3%, and express mail rose about 6%. But Bible says, think about everything that goes into the final LP before it gets shipped, from the paper sleeve to what gets glued to the center of the vinyl.
And the labels for when they're manufacturing supplies, probably even up to the manufacturers, such as the pressing plants, who have to have stuff shipped to them.
The biggest hit, says Bible, will be on small record companies that rely on direct orders from their fans.
In some of these cases, the shipping is starting to become more expensive than what the people are actually buying.
In other words, that Fugazi record that cost almost $20 to send to London only costs about $11 to buy from Discord. The Postal Service says it has to raise rates, and 46 cents to send a letter is cheaper than just about anywhere else in the world. Earlier this month, Postmaster General Patrick Donahue said USPS is losing an average of $25 million a day. In an email, a spokesperson said that the Postal Service is waiting for Congress to enact what she called comprehensive long-term legislation that creates a more flexible business model for the agency. For now, the best way for small record labels to ship overseas might just be to avoid the Postal Service altogether. Ron Morelli runs the label Lies that sends a majority of its music abroad.
My distributor pays for all the shipping costs. They get a lot better rates from shipping in bulk with a freight shipper than they would having to ship everything through the USPS.
Expira Media's Jeremy Bible is already shipping in bulk himself.
Like, for the UK, I have a friend over there. When we put out new releases, I send him a large box. So then they'd hold on to the stock, and then when we need to fulfill an order for that country or a wholesale order to a store, then they would handle the fulfillment of that.
But, he says, rising shipping costs don't bode well for the future.
We're probably in the last great era of the physical music media.
Of course, some would say that era's already passed. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.